This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working out there on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, and if you can't hear the radio show anywhere else, you can hear it right there, streaming live right now on the Captain's America Third Watch. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us for hour number two. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And let's not forget, our country was founded on those two great words, under God, Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, back to the grind here. Now, have you heard about the fact that top Pentagon officials are issuing a warning about the possibility of an ISIS-K attack in America because we don't know who some of the people are that we let into the country when they came in on those flights from Afghanistan and then came in from wherever they were flown to?
Well, Captain, one of the things that everybody's been concerned about, obviously, is a 9/11-style attack of some kind that could proceed from people who've come across the southern border,
yep,
incognito, as it were, or those who have been brought in from Afghanistan. And what the Pentagon officials are concerned about is that there could be a 6 to 12 month ticking clock here for some kind of event to happen or some kind of attack.
Yep.
Maybe not as spectacular in the sense of what they would consider a spectacular attack, but obviously we don't know. And, Captain, the fact that the Biden administration continued on its merry way as all these evacuations were occurring, it just begs the question, about competency in this, because you just don't do this kind of thing if in the day and age in which we live.
No, you don't. And we'll see what happens. And I'm concerned myself because, we have people. And by the way, folks, if you see something, say something. Okay, if you see something, say something. You can only be wrong once while they're right once, and the end results could be catastrophic.
Well, you're right about that, Captain, and especially and it's been 20 years since 9/11. However, a part of our lifestyle now is keeping your eyes open, seeing when something is wrong, and it can be something that only you can see in your community. And it's not about the big cities. I think you have terrorist organizations or cells that want to prove that they can have a reach into someplace that's not a big city. And so wherever you are, you definitely want to make sure that you're on your toes about this kind of stuff.
Now, CNN once again confronted the National Institutes of Health director, Francis Collins, on whether or not there was an oversight failure under his leadership that resulted in the U.S. taxpayers funding a risky coronavirus research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now, that was when last week the NIH released documents and sent a letter to a Republican lawmaker confirming that EcoHealth Alliance, a U.S. nonprofit that studies emerging diseases, used an award from the agency to fund the gain-of-function experiments in Wuhan, China. Now, that letter said that EcoHealth funded an experiment testing if spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were capable of binding to the human ACE2 receptor in a mouse model.
You know, this is one of those things, Captain, where it's obvious that there wasn't a bat that got sold in a wet market in Wuhan or something.
And it wasn't what Fauci said.
No, but this gain-of-function stuff is very serious. This is the kind of stuff that you do in order to develop bioweaponry, for one thing. And so I think this is one of the reasons why we've seen the reaction that we've seen. We've seen the devastation, obviously, of the people who have contracted COVID and those who have died from it, and now the race to get the vaccine and so forth, because we're dealing with something that's not naturally occurring in nature. You're taking things, you're putting it together with a recipe in some way, and that's what this gain-of-function stuff actually does.
Right, which has a lot of people concerned about what the FDA announced yesterday. Their advisors have endorsed Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children 5 to 11. Now, we got enough problems with people not wanting to take the vaccine, and now they're trying once again to force it down the children's throats, literally.
Well, especially in the face of the fact that children seem to be on the whole, I think the very substantial evidence that children are not quite as affected by this as adults or young adults are. That being said, yes, some children have contracted it, but I think parents are going to start drawing the line at this. I think we'll see that happen.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and yours truly. We're going to let Mike Gallagher take us to break because Mike Gallagher's studios, as you've heard me say before, is right around the corner from where I'm sitting, about 25 to 30 feet away. Okay, Mr. Mike, it's your turn.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it, and thanks very much, Frank Salvato. You hear him on Mondays and Fridays, undergroundusa.com, the website. Go over there, check it out. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's company, MyPillow.com. Many of you know that Mike Lindell was a company, or his company, was chastised and attacked and harassed by the progressive left socialists, communists in our country, and they tried to drive him out of business because he was such a vocal supporter and advocate of former President Donald Trump, and it didn't work. What he did was he pulled his forces back, and he started to operate off his website, MyPillow.com. He got a hold of people like me and others that you've heard talking about MyPillow, and we are endorsers for him, proud to be able to do it, and we tell you about his products. And his products, not only do they make great Christmas gifts, but they've got tremendous value to them at extremely low prices, because Mike Lindell, with all this extra stock he had to lower his prices so he could sell the stock. Now, this just goes to show you, for those of you that saw his stuff in the stores before and saw what the regular price was, and now you're seeing what the price is with the promo code that you're going to hear me say, Captain. That's how much the big box stores were making out of products. 100, 150, 200% on some of these items. Wow. And now you can save all that money by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Captain. And you can find just about anything that you can think of in the way of sleepwear and items for your bedroom, items for your house,
some different clothing items, things for your pets and whatnot, mattresses, mattress covers, and you can save a lot of money in the process. Now, don't forget, they also have a page called Radio Listener Specials. You click on that page, you find a couple of dozen or more items that are marked even lower in price. And again, promo code CAPTAIN. But if you want to talk to them on the phone, because some people don't want to order on the Internet, they're afraid, you know, being hacked and this, that, and the other, you call the number 800-641-5459. That number, again, is 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN. The website, again, MyPillow.com. You'll get some tremendous, tremendous deals there. And what a perfect item. What a perfect item makes perfect gifts for Christmas. Go over there, check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Okay, Kyle Warren is back with us. By the way, what are you getting for Christmas over there?
Well, you know, Captain, I got...
Or maybe you don't want to tell anybody.
Well, I could tell you, as long as you keep it a secret.
Don't tell anybody. Okay,
okay.
Go.
Well, I got my eye on the slippers. I'd love to get some of those slippers for Christmas.
Yeah, and again, the slippers come in from Cambodia. They're not assembled, but they just come in as a basic slipper, and then they put the little fuzzy stuff in the inside to make it nice and comfy, and they put the little bling on there if you want to, you know, a few shiny items and stuff, whatever they assemble it there. Okay, now, triggered leftist Facebook employees whine to their bosses to censure some of these conservative websites that are out there, including some that you may or may not know about. Frank Silvato was attacked by these people with his website and whatnot. But Breitbart was seriously taken a hold of by Twitter or by Facebook.
Well, you know, Captain, the whole idea of the wokeness and trying to suppress speech, basically, is really a sort of colonization of things in our society, and that's what I think wokeism is really doing these days, for example. But also, just there are people who don't want other people to have the right to say what they want to say. You know, when I was growing up, we all understood that people would say things that maybe you didn't agree with or you didn't appreciate, but they had the right to say them. And by the way, I seem to recall a lot of people in media, especially back in the day, as it were, saying, if you don't like what we're talking about, change the channel, right?
Right.
Yeah, and it was never a thing of, oh, no, well, we've got to make sure there's some, you know, czar who's telling everybody what they can say and what they can't say. Now, this goes beyond the idea of the FCC rules and the words that, you know, the, you know, vulgarities you're not going to be able to do over the air. All that is in the public interest. Well, I'm talking about ideas, political ideas, yes.
Now, students walked out of the Loudoun County School District the other day, I believe it was yesterday and the day before. I think they've done it 2 days in a row because they said that the school district protects rapists. Now, here's what happened. That teen that was dressed in a dress, the transgender, cross-dress, whatever the hell he was, he was found guilty in a juvenile court of a sexual assault. Forcible sodomy, actually, is what it was. Forcible sodomy, they called it. Now, did you hear what his excuse was?
What was his excuse?
Wait to hear this, and I have to keep from laughing. He had a watch on his hand that got stuck in his skirt, and when he rubbed by the girl, he accidentally touched her because his watch was stuck to the skirt.
Wow, that's a new one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Yeah, I haven't heard that before, but but anybody in their right mind believe that one?
It doesn't sound like it holds a lot of...
And that's what the school students heard about that, even though the kid was convicted and they knew that they'd been lied to by the district, and they just walked out and said, that's it, we've had it.
Yep.
Now, the NIH, we just talked about them.
Yes.
Has erased some of the website section on the gain of function after Dr. Fauci's lies were exposed last week.
Isn't that something? That's, you know, the idea of trying to memory hole something, basically.
Well, they don't want anybody to know that they got caught with their hands in a cookie jar.
Well, of course not. And again, this is the kind of thing that we see, as we were talking about just earlier, where, you know, especially Democrat Party elite, they do things, they do shenanigans and so forth. This goes way beyond that, by the way.
Yeah.
But they do things like that, and they think, well, eventually it might come out, but it'll just be too late. We will have already gotten what we wanted. And in this particular case, this is an act of desperation. They really believe that maybe trying to erase that is going to really make it all kind of go away. Because I'll tell you, Captain, when people really get the idea of what the gain of function was all about and the fact that these people were in on it, basically, what it resulted in was this global catastrophe of COVID-19 that we're still reeling from and may not be able to come out really from for a very long time, both medically speaking and also economically speaking. It's going to be pitchforks, and the villagers with the pitchforks, that kind of thing.
Now, are you holding on to something sturdy?
Yep.
A White House report came out yesterday that claims climate is causing mass migration, and the activists out there, the climate change folks, are calling for U.S. humanitarian visas so people can move freely from one area to another.
Well, I'm not surprised in that sense, only because...
You want a visa in your own country.
Well, exactly. But I'm not surprised because one of the things about climate change is that you could almost claim anything and then demand some kind of political power or other authority or major massive change that nobody would ever accept, but you put it under the banner of climate change, and suddenly it sounds like you're being humanitarian. Again, it's another avenue. Now, does the climate change? Sure it does. Has it changed? Well, sure it does, because didn't we have an ice age? And then we had a little ice age back in the medieval times or something like that?
Yeah.
And things change because there's this big thing out there in space called the sun, for one thing, and it can drive the weather on the Earth to great extremes. But that being said, if you just glom on to something in the near term as a political thing, well, that's just another power grab.
Right. Now, the RNC's chairwoman, Rona McDaniel, that's Mitt Romney's sister, has said that Joe Biden will hinder, not help, McAuliffe in Virginia. And so far, with all these big names that have been out there going around stumping with and for Terry McAuliffe in Virginia, we haven't seen any rise in McAuliffe's numbers.
No, because I think that, again, people are really, they're waking up, they understand exactly.
You mean they're woke?
Well, yes. Yeah, they're the opposite of woke now. They're really woken up.
They're awake.
They're exactly right, because they've seen exactly what these concepts are really like. They know what McAuliffe's all about, and then to bring in Biden to sort of muddle his way through it, that's not good.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And this guy here is going to take you to break.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The suspect in an Idaho shopping mall shooting on Monday afternoon passed away on Tuesday morning at a hospital, according to the Boise Police Department. In a statement, they say the Ada County Coroner's Office has identified the suspect as 27-year-old Jacob Berquist. He was wounded during an exchange of gunfire with a police officer at that mall on Monday afternoon, but it's unclear whether the wounds he died of were self-inflicted or if he suffered wounds in that exchange with cops. Three other people injured in the shooting expected to survive, but again, two people were killed. There's no indication of what the gunman's motive was. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children getting a stamp of approval from an FDA panel. It says it's okay in a lower dose for kids ages 5 through 11. And this is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Young.
You've found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, up there in Washington State. They are the manufacturers of Relief Factor and many other health items there, too. All you got to do to find out what's there is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll find out all the different products they have. But the product that I take that works for me, that I'm working on more than 6 years now, is Relief Factor. Now, it comes with the natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, that helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation, which is a problem that I have, swelling and inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got by alleviating the pain by going straight to the source. Now get this, 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that are good for you. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it comes in little convenient individual packets, supports healthy joints and muscles, helps the healing process speed up too, and it only costs for the 3-week quick start, $19.95. That's it. So go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll be able to take advantage of a product that will help you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Adam Schiff, now he's your little neighbor out there, right?
Right.
He's revealed that he, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
He's revealed that he has some regrets about the Russian collusion probe.
Well, I bet you he regrets even more getting punked by those Russian radio hosts.
That was hilarious.
That's right. That's right. Well, but, you know, I can't imagine that he's really regretting all of this, only because, of course, this, you know, he was front and center on the front lines of trying to do everything he could to bring down Donald Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's still trying with the January 6th commission, which is going to go nowhere.
Well, of course. And again, it's all about shaping the narrative. And I do think, Captain, that people are very aware of this now. They tried the Russia thing. They tried that early on, or actually towards the end of the Trump campaign back in 2016. Then, of course, they hammered it for basically 4 years and spent millions of dollars. And of course, we now know it was all going down a rabbit hole, basically. But now with the January 6th thing. They're going to try to shape that narrative as well. They believe that really the only way that they can win is by constantly trying to make it look as though they're crusading and they're doing these great things, but it's just not true. It's, in fact, it's the opposite.
Now, we should talk about the January 6th committee because Schiff's on it, and they just sent out subpoenas to five of Trump's staffers, members of his staff, his inner circle, to testify in front of their committee. Now, Steve Bannon was just held in contempt of Congress, possibly criminal contempt. They've referred that for criminal prosecution, if you will. Don't know what's going to happen there. Remember Adam Holder, the former Obama Attorney General. Remember him?
Eric Holder
was found in contempt of Congress, and nothing ever happened.
Well, of course not. And I think they see it that it's actually a win-win in some ways, because if they had got Bannon to come in and start testifying, well, they'd tear him up. But then if he refuses to testify based on the idea that former President Trump said this is part of executive privilege, or his legal team says that, well, then they can hold it up and say, see, they're hiding something, and now we're going to hold them in contempt and this kind of thing, and then you better believe there could be some kind of criminal indictment or something for this, but only because Bannon is on the other side from where the Democrats are. And again, people see through that, I think.
Now, we know Terry McAuliffe is in trouble, but we know another reason for it. You ready?
What's that?
Black parents are rallying around the Virginia Republican governor candidate over one key issue. That's aside from the schools. Now, it's to make Virginia the best place to live, the best place to work, the best place to raise a family, and to bring back God, honor, and country.
Well, you know, Captain, I'm not surprised because, of course, everybody wants to live in the best place, the greatest place, basically, their little corner of the world.
I'm in it right now.
Well, precisely. But it transcends racial boundaries. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. I think most people just want to be able to live peaceably with their neighbors, whatever skin color they have. It doesn't matter. But it's these political operatives of the Democrat Party elite that try to drive us apart and try to divorce us from the basic values that bind us all together and that were binding us together. You know, Captain, we've come so far in this country, and you have people trying to reverse it all. Just over the last, 50 years, since the advent, it's 50 plus years, obviously, since the advent of the civil rights movement and the civil rights legislations and so forth, I think most people in America thought we were going in the right direction. And these people try to take us back to a different era with hatred and so forth, only because it serves their political purposes.
Now, say hello to Fred in Fort Lauderdale because he's chiming in.
Hey, Fred.
Now, he says, Captain, you mean these people are fleeing climate change in Central America and escaping to the worst offender nation of all, the United States?
Good point. Good point.
Well, it is a point.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this is why they try to make sure that they use things like climate change to be a political starting point. In order to say, look, this is a crisis. We're just handling the crisis here. And it's the same thing for COVID.
Yeah.
It could have been handled in a much different way, perhaps.
Yeah. Now, the Washington Post, which is probably the most liberal newspaper in the country, fair to assume.
Right.
Has now hit Virginia governor candidate Terry McAuliffe with four Pinocchios for widely inflating, widely inflating Virginia's coronavirus numbers.
I like how you use that term, inflating. That's right.
And, yeah, could have used the word lying.
That's right. More clearly defined as lying. Well, that's because COVID becomes the friend of Democrat politicians in this regard.
But it's not as bad as what they're saying.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
Which is the case in a lot of places.
Well, sure. And is COVID serious? Of course it is. Do we need to take it really seriously? Of course we do. But you find people being able to use it as a political power grab. And that's what I think is so offensive to so many people, because they're willing to do the hard work. They're willing to do what it takes to make sure that we hit, you know, head towards the herd immunity and be able to live our lives normally.
Yeah.
But they don't like politicians telling them what to do.
Yeah, and Fred just chimed in again with another comment here. He says, Captain, we see the real enemy in this country as being former Trump insiders and domestic terrorists who attend the PTA meetings and school board meetings, not China or Russia or the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. You forgot one, Fred, ISIS.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And in a day and age, Captain, where the Taliban are called businesslike and parents at PTA meetings are called terrorists.
They're businesslike, all right.
Yeah, but it just, you see how absolutely screwed up it really, really is from their point of view, because they're saying those things on purpose.
Yeah, all those noises are messages coming in.
Yep, that's right. A lot of people up and a lot of people listening. That's great.
Yeah, they are. And again, if you want to get taxed on the capital gains that you haven't made yet, and my question is, if they do tax you on estimated capital gains that they think you're going to make, and you're actually going to wind up losing because something's going to happen along the line, does that mean that you get your money back, that they're going to tax you, Kyle?
Well, they say, and I think Yellen was talking about the idea that there would be some kind of deduction, or if, you know, the assets go down in value. But, you know, lots of luck with that. Try to convince the IRS of that. You know, the whole thing is just terrible.
Well, it's just another way for them to grab money.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report number 2. Yeah, there's been some weather changes. We'll tell you about that. After all, it is the middle of the night, and we do have a couple of storm systems out there. Actually, three storm systems out there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
the great Michael McDonald with the Doobie Brothers version modernized up, taking it to the streets. Kyle, you remember that one.
I sure do, yeah.
Does that sound better than the original version? I think it does.
Yeah, well, it's got a good energy to it. And Michael McDonald, of course, one of my favorite artists of all time.
Absolutely. And then he's got the black gal in there singing with him, and boy, can she put it out.
Well, it sounds really good.
Yeah, very much so. Okay, take it away out west. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, well, folks, of course, you know, we had the big storms, the atmospheric river coming into the Northern California area, also Pacific Northwest with its fair share of rain. And Richard the Marine checking in earlier, the central coast of Oregon there, telling us he was still experiencing, I think, some rain. And there is rain in the forecast.
Yep.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then on into next week. So we're still going to have some of that, but the big bulk of the big storm that's already pushed off into the middle of the United States out into the Great Plains. But in California, of course, and also in Nevada, we've got lots of snow that came in the higher elevations. But our friends in Missoula, Montana tonight, Captain, they're looking at a wind advisory, and our friends in Helena and also Shelby, Montana, they've got high wind warnings, so be careful there. Also Cheyenne and Laramie also looking at high wind warnings. And, of course, as we're going down the I-25 corridor, it looks like we're still just looking at air quality alerts there, but that's going to go on over into Nebraska a little bit. And then as you're coming up out of Colorado, you might encounter some winds as you head into southwest corner of Nebraska, basically. So be careful out there. And we're going to, of course, see some warming trends in the west. And some people have asked, and I think this is important, they've asked, is this really in the drought? It doesn't. We need a lot more water than what we saw. But that means that we're going to have at least another seven storms or so of this magnitude. Doesn't look like that will be in the offing, Captain.
Well, from about Sterling, Colorado on I-76 to about North Platte, Nebraska, you've got some pea soup fog. Be careful there. You'll be out of it once you get east of North Platte. And on down the western part of Kansas, from about Oakley down to the or over to the Colorado line and on down into the panhandle of Oklahoma, you've got some dense fog and then patchy fog down below Amarillo south to Lubbock. Got some winds down in that area too, halfway across the state, I-40. It'll be blustery going across. Now, east of Oklahoma City right now, Tulsa up 44, you've got a severe line of storms. Now, in these storms, it's had some tornadoes during the course of the evening. The tornadoes have been 80-mile-an-hour winds in them, apparently, 70, 80-mile-an-hour winds, some of them a little bit stronger. We have not got any reports of injuries, just some damage to some smaller buildings so far. That's where it's been going. That line of storms comes right down into the Texas Metroplex, goes west over towards Abilene on I-20, goes over, let's see, comes down to just north of San Antonio, and then it goes west on San Antonio a good 100 miles. And then we've got some blustery weather in the Gulf right now, which is kicking up, and that's because these storms are going to be coming over to the east. We've got frost, heavy frost tonight in Indiana, across I-94 in Michigan, almost all the way to Detroit, Toledo south all the way down to Kentucky, and then Louisville. You've got frost there down into Lexington. Our listeners down there, you got an extra blanket tonight, maybe a log in the fire. Got a little bit of flooding in the northern part of Missouri around Columbia, and then this system up on the east coast, the big nor'easter, is starting to move away. So now you still have some rain. You certainly have heavy waves, a lot of riptides going on, especially up around Cape Cod. So Lynn up there is probably holding on to the fort. And by the way, a lot of areas up there are without power. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And now we'll join Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Check out the website and see what she's up to. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
The district attorney with the Alec Baldwin case and whatnot, and even Alan Dershowitz now is now chiming in saying that they believe someone's going to get charged with some sort of homicide charge, criminally negligent or what or whatever, but I wonder who that could be.
There is, I mean, there is fault here. I keep saying it.
Yes.
Whether it is wrongful death, whether it's negligence, there's also a civil component here, but that goes to the family based on what they may or may not want to do. But,
right.
In the meantime, we keep finding out more and more and more, so we have to necessarily judge slowly on where this will end up.
Yeah, and it's not going away anytime soon. This is going to go on for weeks, if not months, and then maybe we'll hear something happening. But like I say, even Alan Dershowitz has chimed in now and said he expects there to be some sort of homicide charge, you know, related to homicide.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yep, okay. Now, not to be outdone, we have five Trump staffers who have been subpoenaed and are being asked to testify before the January 6th committee. We don't know who they are, and we don't know if they're going to testify.
Well, we know that Steve Bannon was subpoenaed, and he is defying the subpoena.
He's under contempt.
So, this is, I mean, we're really finding out a little bit more here on some of the things, other things that went on prior to January 6th, leading up to January 6th. So, I would say that this committee could be losing their way a little bit.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Denise Simon, too, right after the top of the hour news, and your station's get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills. Meanwhile, Mike Gallagher's going to take us to break, so take it away, Mr. Mike.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.